be soul winners. Tell other people about Him. James chapter number 1. I'd like you to take the Word of God and turn there with me as we stand to our feet in honor of His Word. James chapter number 1. We'll begin reading in verse number 1. James, the servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your love, and we thank you for your word. I ask you to meet with us tonight, work in our lives, our hearts, our souls. Lord, may we see what we need to see, hear what we need to hear, and then do what we need to do. Lord, I thank you for grace and for mercy. I pray, Lord, you'll help me. I need you greatly. Lord, how helpless I am without thee. Lord, I pray that somehow, some way you'd use me tonight to reveal these truths. And I pray that it'll change our lives and impact us in a great and mighty way. We'll thank you and praise you for what you do, for it's the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. I want you to take note of what the Bible says. Verse number 2, the Bible says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. And that word temptation there, it means tests or trials. It's something we need to understand. These things are a part of life. Tests are a part of life. You may have heard about the story of the young fellow that was in college, and he was taking a test, and he took his test, and it was one of those essay questions where you answered by essay, and he got his paper back, and he got a 0 on his test. He was discouraged, and he went to the professor, and he said to the professor, sir, I don't think I deserve this grade. And the professor said, I agree with you, but there wasn't anything lower that I could give you. You know, sometimes the test of life is we feel like we're failing in a great way, and sometimes we think, I don't deserve this. But you know, there's a purpose in these things, and there's a purpose in the test of life. And that's what I want to preach on tonight. I want to preach on this all, the tests of life. The test of life. James, here in his word, gives this examination or helps us to understand certain things about the test of life in these four verses. And I want us to look at this test. I want us to see certain things about it. And James, no doubt, is qualified to help us to understand and to show us certain things, because the Bible says that he is a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we understand tonight that James is coming to us with great authority. And James is helping us to understand that our life is going to have some temptations or some trials and tests. We're going to face some things. We're all going to go through these things. And there's four things about this test that I think we need to consider, and it'll help us so much through our life if we'll look at this. First of all, I want you to see the fact of the test. The fact of the test. The Bible says, James, the servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. And then he says, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. First of all, we need to note tonight that it's talking about to those that are scattered. Now, in the interpretation of this, we realize it's talking about to Jewish believers that have been dispersed. We understand that. But in application, we can apply it to all believers, because we're all scattered in a sense, and we're all under the hand of persecution, and we're going to be persecuted by the enemy. So we need to understand this and to see this, that God is talking to people that have endured persecution or are going through persecution. And here it's talking about these Jews, these 12 tribes that are scattered, and they have been hounded, they have been hunted, and they're wandering about, you know, in all directions. And even to this day, they're still a scattered people. There's still a people that are scattered abroad, that are dispersed, if you will. And when James is talking here to the 12 tribes, he's helping us to understand certain things. about being a believer, because this is talking about Jewish believers in the New Testament. He's writing to people that have put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's helping them to see that you're going to have some tests. And it is a fact that if you are a believer tonight, you're going to face some things, even when you don't mean to, and even when you don't want to, and even when you don't think you deserve these things. The fact is, we're all going to face some things. And James says to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, he's talking to the Jews, no doubt, but he's talking to Christians everywhere. He's speaking to you, he's speaking to me, because this world's not our home. We're passing through, amen? We're headed to a better land. And if you're a Christian tonight, then you can take this as speaking to you to help you to live your life. The fact of the test, you're going to face some things. That's life. I have a friend, many of you know him, his name's Steve Robertson, he's a preacher. I heard him say many times, he's got diabetes. Steve, he's hilarious, you know. He's fun to be around, and boy, what a preacher. And I remember hearing him say one time, you know, he said, I didn't ask for diabetes. He said, I didn't want it. He said, but I got it. And he said, I complained to God, and God proved to me, son, that's just life. And sometimes life just throws things at you. But it's how you face the tests. It's how you handle the tests. That's what matters. It's what you do with it. You can have a passing grade on your test if you'll do what God wants you to do. And you allow it to affect you the way that God wants it to affect you. Let's look at the forms of the test. Notice what the Bible says once again in verse number 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Divers temptations. Now we all know that word divers there means various kinds, different kinds of temptations and different kinds of tests. In other words, my trials and my testings may not be like your trials and testings, and your trials and testings may not be like my trials and testings, but we're all going to have them. And they're going to come from different places. And while yours may not be like mine, and mine may not be like yours, you can be rest assured that they may be many, they may be varied, but they're going to come into two categories. First of all, there's those that are sent by God, and that causes us to stand. Right? Sometimes God just sends tests our way. It's a test like you would test metal to see if it's pure. You know, they say when you're melting the metal and getting all the impurities out of it, you know how pure it is by the reflection you can see of yourself in the metal. And the more clear the reflection, the more pure the metal. And sometimes God brings tests to purify us. He brings tests and those fiery trials, if you will, to burn out the impurities and to get rid of the things that's in our life that's not allowing us to take the stand that we ought to take. That's what Peter is talking about when he said, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which are to try you. It's sent by God to cause us to stand, to purify us. But then there are those tests that are sent by Satan that are to cause us to stumble. Satan's real. You know, a lot of people today, they don't believe in a real devil, but he's real. Satan sends things our way and tempts us, if you will, to cause us to sin. Now, God never tempts anyone to evil, but Satan wants us to stumble. Satan wants to work in our life in a very adverse way. He wants you to fail. God brings tests to help you to get better. But Satan brings tests to try to make us worse. So the difference between these is that trials are sent by God to cause us to stand, and temptation to sin is sent by the devil to cause us to stumble. In other words, one is meant for our maturity while the other is meant for our misery. And God wants you to be miserable. By the way, if you're miserable, I mean, God doesn't want you to be miserable. I caught it. Satan wants you to be miserable. And Satan wants you to be miserable tonight Sometimes we're miserable because of Satan, but sometimes we're miserable because of self. Because we don't handle the test the way that God wants us to. But Satan wants you to be miserable tonight. God allows both kinds. God allows testings to come from Him, but God also allows Satan to test us. You remember the story of Job, don't you? You remember when he said, "Hast thou considered my servant Job?" And then Satan said, "Yeah, but you've got him protected, you know? He can't get to him." And he said, "You can do whatever you want to, you just can't have his life." And boy, he went through it all, didn't he? God allowed Satan to do some things, and sometimes God allows Satan to work in our lives. Because anything that happens, God has to allow it. We don't always understand it. But God can use both kinds of these things. These forms of the test, they may come in various manners. It could be physical, mental problems, it could be different things, you know. But we realize that there's tests going to come. God's going to send tests to purify us. Sometimes you say, "Why do I have to go through this?" Well, if you'll keep your eyes on God when you get through it, if you've done the right thing, if you've tried to live right and do right and be right, and these things happen, just remember God is working in your life to make you more like Him. Remember there was the Son of God that robed Himself in flesh and came into this world and did no wrong. But He was tempted in every way that we've ever been tempted. He was beaten and bruised and battered so that He could understand us more. He understood everything best so He could identify with us when we're standing before Him at the judgment seat. But now God allows these tests to come to our lives so we can identify with Him more. Perfection, but accused. Things happen. But then Satan has these tests. When we give in to them, his temptations are temptations to sin. We're in trouble when we give in to those temptations, right? We see these forms of tests, the different forms, different ways, various kinds. Divers, the Bible says, divers temptations. They don't want you to see the force of this test. Once again, there in verse number 2, he says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations." Now look at that. Look at those words, fall into. That's the way they come a lot of times. You know? You just look at that and you can see this. You have this same term, fall into, in the story of the man who was going from Jerusalem to Jericho. You remember, and he fell among the thieves. He didn't mean to. He didn't want to. He had no intentions of it happening. But it just happened. It's what we said a minute ago. Life does some things, doesn't it? And the Bible says you'll fall into divers temptations. It means to fall into suddenly. And all of a sudden, in other words, you didn't mean for it to happen, but it happens. Sometimes it seems like you're going along, everything's just fine. Everything's all right. I mean, you know, your blood pressure's down, the bank account's up, and I mean, it's looking good. Right? You ever go through, I mean, you ever have days like that? Maybe you never do. Maybe your blood pressure's always up and your bank account's always down. I don't know. But sometimes you're just going through life and it seems like everything's all right. You know, you're not having any major problems. And then suddenly, without warning, something happens. You didn't do anything wrong for it to happen, but it happens. That's life. And it could be the next phone call you receive. It could be the next trip you take. It could be the next time you open the mailbox. It could be the next doctor's appointment. It happens. We fall into it. And sometimes we think, "I just don't deserve this." But God's always at work. God is a perfect God, and He's a righteous God, and He makes no mistakes. Could be that the next day of your life, there's something heading your way and there's nothing you can do to change it, to head it off. It's going to fall into it. It's going to be a part of it. And tests are not going to be removed by people getting saved or really being or lessened by being consecrated, by being more consecrated sometimes. Sometimes it just happens. The holiest people that have ever lived have faced the most testings. Every great man of God, if you look throughout history, went through the trials and went through the testings. He says, count it all joy. That's hard to think about, isn't it? When these things happen, and you think, what did I do to deserve this? And you begin to say, you know, I really didn't do anything. God's at work. I wish I could explain it. I wish I could understand it. But I know that the Bible says when you fall, in other words, you didn't mean to, you don't want to, but it just comes anyway. And I think we understand that. If you've lived long at all, you understand that. Children may not understand it. Some teenagers may not even understand it. But you get much past your teen years, you realize that these things just happen. Sometimes for no apparent reason. Sometimes we bring things on ourselves, right? You know, when we're tempting God all the time, God's got to straighten us out. And He's going to allow things to come into our life. And God may very well use the devil to get a hold of us. Do you remember the Old Testament story of the children of Israel? God used the Egyptians. God used the Assyrians. God used wicked people time and time and time again to get His people's attention. Now, God can use whoever and whatever He wants to use, and He can do it however He wants to because He's God. But sometimes it's not because we've done wrong. It just life happens. The tests of life come. And we look and we think, why? Why did that happen? Why? How could God say, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations? Well, we've seen the fact of the test and the forms of the test and the force of the test. But now I want you to see the fruit of the test. Every test has a purpose. Everything that God allows in your life has a purpose for happening. Everything. The good and the bad. Everything. Because God is still God and He is always in control. Never out of control. Verse 3 and 4, knowing this, the trial of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Why does God allow it? If God could stop it, why doesn't He stop it? You know? Because God's working on something in our lives. And everything that God does and everything that God allows, He's doing it for a reason. And in these few verses, God gives us four fruits of the tests of life. We may not understand it, but this ought to be something that we hold on to when we're facing the things that we face. Some of the things maybe we did bring on ourselves, and we realize it's just God trying to get certain things out of our life, but some of it just happens. First of all, it's hard to see this, but some of these tests are for our enjoyment. Count it all joy. That doesn't make sense, I know, but tests are always the road to some of the greatest blessings. Some of the things you go through, at the end of it, you're going to see the hand and the handiwork of God in your life, and you're going to see the blessings of God that you would have never gotten had He not brought that test, had He not brought you that way. I've said several times around here, sometimes we don't know exactly where it is we're going to end up, but we must learn to enjoy the journey. But on the journey, there's going to be trials and tests. And if we allow God to do it, to work in our lives, these tests can bring us closer to Him and can be a source of great blessing to our life. I don't always understand it. I just believe the Bible. I can't always explain it, but I know that it's what the Bible says. And when the Bible says it, it's settled. And we can put our faith in the Word of God. It is the point of reference, you know? It is the truth. It's fixed. It never changes. And what God's Word says is true. And you can put your faith in it. Not only for your enjoyment, also for your endurance. Notice what the Bible says in verse number 3. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Sometimes these tests are to teach us how to endure, how to make it through, you know? How to have greater faith. The trying of your faith worketh patience. We all probably need more patience than we have. And you've heard it hundreds of times when people say, Lord, I want patience and I want it now. But that's how we are. But when our faith is tried, isn't it during those times where we find ourselves really relying on God and God teaches us patience? Isn't it an amazing thing? He knows we need patience, and sometimes we're too stubborn to try to have patience. So He says, I'm going to show you how you can have it. I'm going to send some tests your way. How are you going to answer the tests of life? How are you going to answer? These tests are for your enjoyment. In other words, because He has blessings for us and He allows things to come into our life so that He can bless us. Sometimes the deepest, darkest valleys leads us to the greatest and highest mountains. And sometimes we have to learn how to endure. The trying of our faith worketh patience. And then for your enlargement, notice what the Bible says in verse 4, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. God sends us trials to make us mature. If we'll respond to the trials the way that God wants us to the tests of life, the way that God wants us to, at the end of those tests, we'll be a stronger Christian. We'll be more mature. We'll be perfect. That word perfect here doesn't mean that we're going to be sinlessly perfect. That means we're going to be complete and mature in the Lord. That's what God does. See, you ought to be closer to the Lord now than you've ever been. More mature in the Lord than you've ever been. Vance Hatmer always said, if there was ever a day in your life when you were closer to the Lord than you are now, then you're in a backslidden condition. That's pretty convicting, isn't it? I believe that can be true. And then finally, for your enrichment, or your entirety, if you will. The Bible says, an entire, wanting nothing. In other words, there's that completeness, enriched in everything. What happens is when you're go through these divers temptations, all these tests of life, you begin to realize there are certain things that are more important than other things. You learn there are certain fights that you used to fight that really aren't worth fighting. Right? How many times have I seen people in churches fight over things that were absolutely foolish? But a lot of times it's just because of their ignorance. I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just saying they weren't mature in the Lord. They weren't to that place. Now hopefully you've made it to a place further. And life is more enriched when you learn. Your life will be a lot more enriched when you learn to enjoy life instead of endure life. And there's a lot of people that call themselves Christians that are just enduring life, when God wants us to have enjoyment in life. Tests are a part of life. I feel like so many times I fail the test, or I don't let God work in me the way that it should. We want to try to work it all out on our own. That's where He has to give me that patience, you know. But each test we face has a purpose. And God, in His grace and mercy, gives us what we need to pass the test. And then He allows those tests to make us stronger in the Lord. James is writing to a group of people from 12 tribes that have been scattered abroad. Now think about this. He's writing, and He's writing to a people that rejected Christ. But God always has a remnant, right? There's always going to be some believers. And He's always going to have Jewish believers. The Bible teaches us that. But He's writing to people that's been through great persecution. And He's writing to people that's faced the battles. Writing to people that have been disowned by their families. That have been persecuted from the synagogue. The religious leaders of the land have been hunting them down. And they say, we're just trying to live for God. We're trying to do what we know is right. And all these things are around us that are testing us. James says, count it all joy. You want to know why? Because you're doing what God wants you to do. And whenever you're doing what it is God wants you to do, regardless of what may be thrown at you, you're going to be better off in living for God. The persecutions may come, but one of these days your reward's going to come. Remember Asaph? He said, man, I look all around me, it seemed like the evil was winning, the wicked were winning, and I was just about to give up on life. He said, but then I went in the sanctuary. He went to that place where he saw God for who He was. He said, I saw God, and then I saw therein, and I began to realize I'm a whole lot better off than what they are. And being a whole lot better off than what they are. Look, regardless of what goes on in life, if I have to go to the doctor tomorrow, I hope it don't happen, but it might. And they tell me I have cancer, and I have a month to live. I don't know how I'm going to react. But I can tell you right now, I know I'm a whole lot better off with cancer believing in Jesus than somebody is that's a perfect picture of health without Jesus. Whatever trials may come our way, whatever testings may come our way, if you have the Lord Jesus Christ to help you through that, He's going to make you better. And that's the purpose of those tests, to purify us, to make us better. Satan may want us to stumble, but when we keep our eyes on the Lord, He'll guide us safely through. Amen. The test of life. Let's stand to our feet tonight. As we stand, I want you to think about it. Some of you are going through some of these things, these very things. I don't know the end. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not exactly sure why God allows these things to happen. But I know He's perfect. And if you belong to Him, He has a sure purpose in making you more complete, more mature in Him. Whatever it is tonight, would you look to the Lord and ask Him to help you? But if you're here tonight and you've never trusted Christ as Savior and you're facing some of these things, I can tell you much of the purpose is to try to get you to turn to Him, to put your faith in Christ. God works in ways that we don't understand, but God has never made a mistake, and He never will. So whatever it is you're facing tonight, you can see in those few verses four things that these tests can help us in. These four things can be a fruit of the test that's going on in your life. Let's pray together. Father, we love You and thank You for loving us. I ask You to have Thine own way in this time. Lord, may we be fully surrendered to Thee. You know what everybody in this place is going through, what they're dealing with. Lord, if they're in the middle of a test, if they're coming out of a test or going into a test, Lord, I pray that each one of these, Lord, we would allow them to impact their life in such a way that we'd be more like Thee. And Lord, we would do what You would have us to do with our life and give You the glory. Even when the tests are hard, we'd be sure to give You the glory for what takes place. For it's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. What hymn number?